The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I was bored the other day and caught an episode of The Partridge Family from back in the early 70s, probably 71, 72. And it was one of those silly episodes where Danny was in a heap of trouble and he was in the dressing room at some club where they had a pay toilet. And I thought, why did we ever have pay toilets? It's like the rudest thing in the world to force people to pay to be able to go to the bathroom. Now, I realize the reality is pay toilets helped maintain the toilets, in theory. But you always heard the stories of people crawling under the stalls. I never encountered a pay toilet in my life, and to be honest with you, I don't even know if they still exist today. I can't imagine the lawsuit that would be caused by having a pay toilet. I remember when I worked in retail, we didn't have a toilet for public consumption. We had one in the back room for the employees, but every now and again you'd have a mom or a young child need to use the bathroom, and we'd let them go into the back and use the bathroom. No big deal, but I guess it was. But a pay toilet? I'm sure it's gone by the wayside, but I bet there are a few examples somewhere out there.